Hello and welcome to another episode of the UHB Library Podcast. I'm your host Jenny and today we will be taking a look at DynaMed. So DynaMed, if you haven't come across it before, it's a point of care tool created by EBSCO. You may recognise that name, they're the people behind the Medline and Synnor databases. So as it's a point of care tool, it will go through a variety of illnesses and conditions and go through the clinical workflow process. So all the way from the start, middle, end, so looking at your diagnosing, your treatments, symptoms, prognosis, all the different areas like that. So everything that you need to know at any point in that process, you can go into DynaMed and have a look at the answer. So this podcast, as I say, we're going through a bit more detail about DynaMed. So if you haven't come across it before, or if you have used it but want to know a little bit more information, hopefully I will cover something new for everybody. Quite a few people have been using DynaMed so far, and the general reaction seems to be quite good. So that's really nice for us to hear that we're subscribing to the right things for you. So to start off with, just mentioned a bit about how to access it. So the access available for everyone in the trust will be through Open Athens. So that's a free account that you can have to access all of the subscriptions that we offer from the trust and from home, from mobile devices as well. If you haven't got an Open Athens account yet, so it's really simple to register for. It takes a couple of minutes. You're looking for openathens.nice as the link. You'll find if you Google it, there tends to be like a couple of different links, but that's the one that you want. And the organisation you're looking for is University Hospitals Birmingham NHS Foundation Trust. It sometimes takes a couple of seconds to appear as you're typing it in, but when it does, just click on that and you'll be able to access all our resources. But that's one of the ways to access DynaMed. So when you log in, you'll see the DynaMed link under My Resources and click on there. You might find when you first log in, you have to go into sign in and Open Athens again, but it'll then pick up that you're from the UHB Trust. You will also notice when you go on there, it talks about a DynaMed account. So this is again really easy to set up and it's free as well. It normally just needs a couple of details from you. And once you've done that, those two accounts will kind of merge then. So it will detect that you are a UHB Trust employee or student on placement here. I'll go through in a moment the benefits of having a DynaMed account as well, but one of the reasons is so that you can download the app that it has. So that's an app that's compatible with Android and Apple devices, and it can be used offline, so that's really, really useful. One of the big things with DynaMed is that they're trying to save you time, and it just means that, you know, if there's any problems with the internet, as does sometimes happen, unfortunately, but it'll mean that you'll still be able to, if you've got a question that you need answering, you'll still be able to access this DynaMed if you have the app on your phone. The other way you can access DynaMed is through PICS. So the library worked with EBSCO and a couple of other departments in the Trust to get that up and running. So it means that you can access DynaMed without having an Open Athens account. So if you are someone that uses PICS, if you have access to that system, again, you need a question answering about a particular illness, condition, looking at sort of treatments, symptoms, as I say, PICS is another way to be able to access the resource. Just a little bit more information about DynaMed itself. It is updated daily. I did read somewhere at one point, I think six times a day it can be updated. But obviously I said that varies depending on what information is available. It's written by a number of specialists from a variety of different countries. They get together, they write the information, then they critically appraise the information. So generally what you're finding on DynaMed is going to be really, really reliable. The information comes from a variety of resources, typically journals and guidelines is a big resource for information. Journals they look at include things like the New England Journal of Medicine, the Lancets, Annals of Surgery and the JAMA journals. And guidelines include like ones that have come from WHO, from NICE and the Royal College of Physicians. With the site itself, so it's like many other sites, you have your search and your browse functions. With the search, it will do a synonym search. Apologies if I haven't pronounced that right, I never get that word quite right. but basically what it will do is, if you have something that has a lot of different names to it, it will search for all of them. So for example, if you were typing in vitamin C, it should also find articles related to ascorbic acid for you. So again, a bit of a time saver, it just means you don't have to keep typing in lots of different names in to try and find the same kind of thing. With the browsing feature, it has it under specialities, so you'll see that on the home page. And there's 35 broad categories, so it's got things like gastroenterology, cardiology, neurology and urology. And then when you click on a section, it will give you lots of subcategories. So for example, gastroenterology, you'll have a look at abdominal pain and disorders of the small intestine, pancreatic disorders, and things like that. And DynaMed does also feature quite a number of medical calculators as well. So as I mentioned earlier, you can also register for a DynaMed account, which gives you access to the app. It does also give you a couple of other extra features as well. One of them being if you need to claim CME or CPD points. DynaMed is accredited by the Royal College of General Practitioners, and every 1 point that you get will be from every 1 hour of reading that you do. It does do it as auto track, so you haven't got to, you know, at the end of the session, right, oh, I did 2 hours of reading. It will have automatically detected that for you. So that's one extra feature that it has. Another one is that you can register for updates. So you'll notice as you go onto the homepage and onto individual conditions as well, that it will have updates for you, and it will tell you where to view them, when the update was made, and where it's from as well. So if you have something that you're particularly interested in, you can also sign up for individually for those updates. So there's a little plus sign, so you'd click on there and select whether you want the updates to be emailed to you or just to be sent to your DynaMed account. So when you next log in, you'd be able to see those updates. So that's like a little bonus feature that that DynaMed has. So that's kind of the main details that I have for this episode. If you want any more information, need any help with accessing, and want a bit of training on it, we can absolutely do that for you. Just get in touch with the library. Our email is qelibrary@uhb.nhs.uk, and our phone number is 0121 371 2485. And that does include our other resources as well. We're very happy to answer questions and do training on any of the resources that we have, not just DynaMed. We're here for all of them. But thank you very much for listening. I hope that you get around to using DynaMed and that you find it really, really useful. If you have any feedback for us, again, please get in touch with us. You can either, again, contact us on the details that provided, or if you pop to our internet page, we do have a library feedback form on there as well. You can be anonymous as well, so don't worry. But yeah, if you have any feedback on DynaMed or any of our other resources, just fill that little form in or get in touch with us. We do a lot of work based off your feedback. Say, like, we purchase books based off people's feedback and all sorts. So we do really, really value your opinion. But otherwise, thank you very much for listening to this podcast. And all our other episodes are on this page as well. So if you've got a chance, if you want to listen to any others, please go ahead. So thank you very much.